Welcome back. It's Inside Agriculture Market Analysis time now. And as we launch into a turnaround Tuesday, it was a mad Monday. Nothing but down across the grains. Randy Martinson, your thoughts?
It looked like it was going to be a fairly decent day. We had crude oil sharply higher. You know, we still don't have a deal done with Iran. And it looked like that was going to bring some, you know, war premium back into the marketplace. But I think the expectation of better crop condition ratings this afternoon and improving weather just proved to be too much for the market.
Once upon a time, corn and oil were wedded at the hip. And when oil went up, corn went up. And when oil went down, corn went down. Now, when oil goes up, corn ignores it. And when oil goes down, corn goes down. It's a whole different dynamics out there now.
It is, you know, and that's exactly right. And the same was kind of said for the soybean oil. You know, when that had good strength, it'd spill over and it would help the soybeans. Now, soybeans did perform a little bit better than the rest today, but bean oil was the limelight, and that's mainly because of the expectation of, you know, an increased biofuels industry.
And is this going to last for a while?
You know, I think it will. I mean, you know, I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, we're going into June. You know, the crop is getting planted or is planted. And weather looks benign, and that's really going to be what's going to drive the market here now as we go forward.
Even the always positive Christy Van Aan of Van Aan and Company could find few positive aspects to Monday's markets.
If you really wanted to shed light on a positive note, it doesn't mean it has to happen, but seasonally these markets do tend to get a bounce over the next couple days for a couple weeks for both corn and soybeans. It's a very strong seasonal to get a bounce here in the beginning of the month. And then typically we find our contract high for a new crop in June for both corn and soybeans. So we'll be watching it pretty close, but today was right across the board. And I think some of that just has to do with the fact that you got moisture in a lot of areas and you're forecasted for moisture in a lot of areas moving forward for the next 2 weeks. Now, it does look like there's going to be a pocket in Iowa that could really cause some concerns as they're supposed to be warm. And you even had some hints at the word flash drought for those areas. But overall, it's showing some moisture starting to show up for some of these key areas. And I think that just gives that risk off mentality to the markets.
Yeah, what part of Iowa is rumors of flash drought?
The whole eastern half. And I do think when you even look at it, western Illinois is going to trend a little bit on the drier side too.
China is a non-event. The war in Iran doesn't seem to move the markets much. So I guess we're in a time now where it's the weather story is going to move the markets. Huh?
Yeah, you know, you're focusing on that. It did come out here earlier today. Iran kind of said they're unwilling to work with the U.S. right now due to Israel coming in, striking Lebanon, that they're considering, you know, halting traffic on the strait once again. And so you did see crude oil start to push up, but it seems like as far as risk premium brought into the grain markets due to Iran, that seems to be kind of fizzling at this point. You have been extremely range bound here lately, but I do feel like you're breaking down on the downside. And when you look at the corn market, really, you know, once you broke below that 480 mark last week, that was detrimental to new crop December contracts. As far as soybeans go, though, we are kind of stuck in this like $11.80 to $12 range and unable to really move out of it. I think maybe you're waiting for end of the month when we get updated acres. That's just going to give us such a clear picture moving forward what to expect, because I think there was a lot of unknowns when those acre and tensions came out here in the end of March. And so you really do seem to be range bound at this point. I'm not so sure what could really drastically change. I think one thing that could be is if you saw China start to really come forward with some purchases, right? A couple weeks ago, we were told that China is going to make these additional ag purchases. We have not really seen those show up quite yet.
Our thanks to Randy Martinson and Christy Van Aan. This is Inside Agriculture. We've got a weather forecast right now.